The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
What's up, nerds? This is Just a Couple Arslings, a Last Kingdom podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Jessica Toomer.
And I am Alyssa Fixie, and we have something special for you today.
Somehow, we convinced Mark Rowley to chat with us for a post-mortem on the show's fourth season. So if you want to hear more on Finan's arc, pranks on the set, and our truly terrible attempt at creating a ship name for a certain couple, listen in. Well, I'm like super excited to talk about this season because I feel like it was one of the better seasons that you guys have given us. It like so much happened.
Yeah. So this season, it really felt like Finan sort of stepped up a lot for Uhtred emotionally. What was it like getting to explore that side of him?
I feel as if it's always kind of been there. I think that's very much a guy thing. Like we'll have a laugh right up until the end point of, you know, we always hide our emotions. As guys, and I think especially it's a West Coast of Scotland thing, we'll hide and suppress everything. And it's quite nice when you have a friend there, when you do hit your low point, he's like, come on, I'm there for you and you're there for me. It's almost got that kind of quality. I feel as if with all the movies that you guys have over there, it'll be like, it's almost like, you know how you get the SEAL teams, the elite warrior, they have that kind of brotherly love, you know? They're really tough, but at the core of it, they're kind of, there's this kind of support network. And I feel that that's what we kind of got to explore this year just a little bit.
Yeah, and like you said, that's kind of been, you know, coming for a long time. And you can tell there's a lot of, you know, love between the Cookham crew. Like, how much of that is how it's written and how much of it is just how you guys are together at this point? Like, you all seem really close on social media.
Yeah. Yeah, we're a good laugh. Yeah. Like, Honest is just... came back from LA, I think 3-4 weeks ago or something like that. And it's really weird to have him so close. And I'm like, I want to go and see my friend. And, you know, really weird. We're all really close. We're all really close, which is nice. And it makes it so much easier to act opposite a friend, especially in a scene I had like that, which me and Alex kind of went through, you know. It's easy to be sympathetic towards a friend. You just have to be like, oh man, you know, you're going through a tough time and I'm there for you. On screen and off, you know. Yeah, we were talking about that last time. I think it's really easy to act opposite someone who you really care about.
Well, I think, you know, this season there was a lot of uncertainty and I think the Cookham crew really did a good job of just going with the flow and, you know, you guys follow Uhtred wherever he wants to go and he like gave up a lordship of Mercia. You guys could have been rolling in the dough.
Mate, I was so angry. I was so angry. Like, at the time, I was like, Mark, just come on, calm down. It's a story. You're not even saying thank you. I was like, what? It's the worst problem. And then giving all your winnings away. I was just like, this is ridiculous. This is ridiculous. And then it made sense for episodes out. Like, but still, I was just annoyed. I just wanted a thanks. Do you know what I mean? Like,
right.
Thanks for giving me my land back.
I think that's a good point, though. It's because, you know, you guys, there's such loyalty there. And I'm wondering, like, where does that come from? And did you feel it was, like, tested at all this season? Or are you just on such solid ground now that it's like, we'll go wherever you want us to go?
I think wherever Uhtred goes, we kind of go. Like, I feel as if with our character... Finan's got a really, I don't know if he's read the books, but his journey's really interesting. So, got a similar story to Uhtred to a certain degree. So I think that's why they get on so well. You know, especially with the slave ship and everything, they've went through a complete hardship together. And I think when you have that bond, you know, when you've really went through something awful together, no one can take that away from you. No, but there's not even words for it, you know. So I think when you have went through something like that together, then you would go everywhere and anywhere with each other.
Is there ever going to be a point where, you know, Finnan and Citric and Osferth are like, nah, we're over this. We're just going to chill and you can go do your own thing.
I think if we got Bebenborn, we were like, yes, we finally got it. I was trying to go somewhere else. We were like, mate, no. No way.
I'm done.
You were like, mate, sit down. What do you want out of life? What do you actually want?
Yeah.
That's when we'll have the spinoff, like the Cookham Crew spinoff, and you guys will just be holed up in Bebenburg.
I'd watch that. I would definitely watch that.
You know, I love the Cookham Crew, but I heard that.
Yeah, you know, you mentioned, you know, Finnan's journey in the books. Are they ever going to reveal on the show that he's basically a prince? Like, I feel like that's information that we need to have at this point.
I mean, I've been very reluctant to put out there and say he's a prince just in case I spoil us a little, but you just came out.
Oh, sorry. Sorry.
Come on.
Everybody should read the books. Sorry.
Hopefully they do, because I think that's the beautiful thing, like coming onto this job, is you get to read these books and know where your character's going. And very rarely in a TV show do you actually know what's going to happen to your character. So it's been nice to play a part where you can play the opposite. Instead of playing a prince, you know, the physicalities of that, demanding respect, whatever, I've wanted to do the opposite and play the opposite so no one knows. And then when it does come out, and I think this guy, Finnan, has found a group of people who respect him for who he is, regardless. What would be nice to see if they did explore that. You know, what is real riches? What is power? Because most of the time just now, it's all about land and money and wealth. And actually, really, it's all about relationship, you know? Like, especially now in quarantine, and so many people like this just now, you're like, there's some friends I've not reached out to in a while, and I'm like, oh my God, I let that slip. And it's like people are reconnecting with each other again in a nice way, you know?
Mm-hmm.
What actually matters to you?
Mm-hmm.
So it'd be nice to explore that. And I feel as if the thing with this TV show is so relevant for just now. I mean, not only like the blue thing that we had going on, you know, the second one.
Yeah.
That went fast though. I don't know how the hell they get rid of this.
Right, their plague was come and gone. Yeah.
Don't do this well off. I've got through it.
Yeah, plague episode. Deeply uncool. Let's talk about it. So Finnan, like, I feel like Finnan's a guy that doesn't get rattled very often, but he was, you know, the most panicky about the plague and not catching it and all that. So that had to be like a fun sort of diversion to play.
Yeah, it really was. Because I've always seen Finnan as being the kind of fearless type. Like, mm-hmm. like he's went through so much. Can I swear?
Yeah, we swear.
Go for it. Yeah, sure.
Just went through so much shit in life. Do you know what I mean? And I think when you get to that point, you just get, fuck it. What the hell anymore? I don't care. Actually, I don't care. There's like this fearlessness. But it was really nice to have a moment of, oh my God, this guy's terrified. And yeah, he would probably be rather run in with a sword than go through like a hellish death. And I think we played on it. I'm not too sure if it came out in the edit, actually. But we did have a couple of lines of him saying, oh, his family members, some of them died with the plague.
Mm.
That's the thing that I just use my imagination and let it kind of manifest. But it's interesting because, I mean, some people have been a bit crazy with, you know, COVID-19 and to get caught up in the panic of it all, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, there was that moment in the episode where they're like, oh, you catch it this way. Actually, you catch it this way. Actually, only sinners get it. And that was very real for today. But yeah, we really liked those scenes in particular where we got to see you guys in a different environment, like dealing with kids, being on the run, sort of a more domestic look instead of, you know, the usual warfare. So do you think that, you know, Finnan sort of takes over as almost a nanny for a couple of episodes? Do you think they'll sort of explore that?
He's a nanny.
A modern man. Yeah. Do you think they'll kind of explore that relationship with Athelstan, you know, now that Uhtred's in charge of the kid?
I really don't know, to be honest. I'm not too sure. I did think, like, naturally at the point, like, I wanted to be like, the second time we started looking after kids, I just wanted to be like, Lord, what's going on here? Like,
right.
Are we opening a daycare center or what?
Right. Yeah, I think
Viking Babysitters Club. I think that would play.
That was what we called it on the show, was the Viking Babysitters Club. So, but yeah, it was fun to see you guys out of your element like that, dealing with kids instead of swords all the time.
Yeah. Well, do you know what? I would love to explore that more, because mm-hmm. it's so easy in particular shows, especially kind of medieval shows, to get stuck in the warrior or king stereotype. And people are not like that. And I hate watching shows like that. And I think the best way to show off characters is with the environment around you. And that does include kids. Like, I've seen some really rough guys like playing with little kids at the park, and you're like, oh, that's beautiful. Like, it just shows another part of them, you know, a vulnerable side. And that happens with, like, animals and dogs, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, big guys. I mean, there was a picture of Stalin, right? This is a perfect example. There's a picture of Stalin, who's probably killed more people than anyone in the world. And there was one shot of him in a swimming pool. I'm sure it was his granddaughter. See, there's granddaughter, grandson, and he's throwing the kid up in the air, and his
face is
just like full of life and joy and love. And you're like, it's nice to see that side of someone, even mm-hmm. though it's an absolute dictator and, you know,
right. tiny,
but we do have complex parts of ourselves. So it's nice to show that, you know?
Yeah, agreed. We've put it off as long as we can, so now we're going to grill you on it. There was a couple that everyone is kind of low-key rooting for. I don't know if you've been paying attention, but Edith and Finnan. I think we've decided on Finneth, but we'll come up with a better couple.
It doesn't 100% work for me. I think we can do better.
We can do better. It's just time crunch. Right. Is Finneth a thing? Is there anything in the script that suggested that, or was that just natural, like, chemistry?
No, it was put in.
Okay.
I mean, I do like to improvise and stuff on set.
Right,
I
I've heard that.
Absolutely kill me if I like. Just like, oh, okay, guys, I've got an idea. Not fighting. I'm gonna pick up Edith and just let me work with it.
So it was in the script. I mean, have you guys talked about where that might go?
Not really. Sometimes you just look in the script and you're like, oh, wow, okay.
Oh, okay.
Right, okay. And a couple of people coming forward going, oh, has Finnan got a thing for Uhtred? And I was like, well, that's actually interesting. I don't know, like, where it's going to go, you know? And you don't really have that in medieval times. It's like, maybe that's where the execs are going to take it, but actually they didn't, so interesting.
No, I always thought it was Finnan and Osferth that would have a thing.
See,
we talked about that a lot, Alyssa.
Well, funny enough, me and Ewan, we shared mm-hmm. a big pad where we filmed.
Oh yeah,
we had a big pad that we shared. So I don't know.
It's just natural chemistry coming out, Jessica.
Yeah, life partners.
Yeah, totally.
Now, do you think that Edith and Finneas should be a thing? You know, Uhtred's had a ton of romance on the show, but we haven't really seen any of that for Finnan yet. And I feel like it's
time.
Great.
Yeah.
That's my opinion.
For sure. I think it'd be really nice to see him find love again. That would be beautiful if he managed to take in his past story, though, of what happened to his previous partner. I think that is why, for just now, he doesn't have anyone, is because it was so tragic what he went through, you know. There's always that thing of if you feel responsible for someone, like his previous partner, maybe there's always a thing of, actually, I caused that to happen, so I'm kind of tarnished. So if I do fall in love, or someone falls in love with me, then I'm going to hurt them by default, you know.
See, now I want to see that worked out on screen. That was beautiful.
Well,
if we don't get it, we're going to be pissed. Can't talk it up like that and then not give it to us. I think it's an interesting thing, though, because we saw when we met Edith this season, we saw, you know, the kind of struggle that she went through. And so they kind of share that in a way, that they've both been through some really tough times.
Mm. No, for sure. And I think sometimes that's nice when you get two characters who went through something traumatic, you know, and then there's this kind of sympathy, or as I said before, you don't even need any words. It's just you understand and you get the other person, you know.
Yeah. So it's happening. Yeah. So Finneth is a thing. It's happening in season 5.
Yeah. Perfect.
We start the new season and then we have kids and everything. Then I'm fine.
There you go. You know, depends on the time jump.
I'll just call it method, but actually it's just the COVID diet. Be like, oh, yeah. Right, method for it.
He's so committed. Look, he's just like,
that's great. Was there anything that you guys shot this season that was particularly challenging and or rewarding? Like, is there any day that like sticks out to you from filming?
Every day is so fun. Yeah, I'll tell you. I can give you the week. The battle week was amazing. And you know that there was a female director.
Do you know, really?
The director who'd done the battle, and I thought it was one of the best battles we've had yet. Yeah, first female director we've had, and it was amazing. She was great. She was so, so cool. That was a brilliant week. It was just really fun because everyone was there, so everyone was involved. So then we'd go into our fights and all that, and then we would just have a laugh and carry on. Catch up, and then sometimes I'm laughing because things come back to you, completely forget about stuff. I remember one time we had a reverse and we were all so sweaty, like, because we had all our armor on and it was such a blistering hot day. And so honest and myself, we took our tops off and all that. We're going around with our swords, and we knew we weren't going to be needed for a while because it takes so long for the camera to flip, you know. And
sure,
you
get
everyone over to the other side. It's like 30 minutes. You've definitely got time. And it was the reverse shot, and Knut was on the other side, Magnus.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, oh, I need the guys for the eye line. So then we walk up and we're all half naked with our dogs. What the hell is going on? What the hell?
But I bet it drew his eye line. So, you know, got the job done. Yeah.
If anything, it put him
You're
off.
Welcome.
I don't know if you've seen the artist's arm. Greek god. I don't know how.
Yeah, we've heard that he is, I think Alex is telling us that he's like the most athletic of the crew. So,
do you know what? It's weird. It's genetically, he has something special. I remember, and he won't mind me for saying this, but he does intermittent fasting and he got me into it as well, which is great.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it's really good. Like, the benefits are... And I started losing weight as well, which is brilliant. Because I ended up... I went to Florida before this.
Mm. Oh.
Off. And it was my friend Stag, a bachelor party. Oh, uh-huh. My heavens, so many beers and...
Southern fried food, yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah, it's out of control.
I can imagine.
Sorry about that.
How is it actually possible to put on, like, 3 kilos? I don't know. But anyway, I somehow managed it. But honest, he would now and again he would eat like relatively healthy, and then he would have like 14 donuts in one day.
Oh my god!
How can you even eat 14 donuts? He's like, oh man, they're so good. This like donut place, so funny.
It but doesn't show, so it makes me hate him.
Sure.
Like, I couldn't eat 14 donuts and look like that, so whatever, Arnes.
Yeah, exactly. God damn.
Come
you.
On. It's been out of here.
His mum originally was Miss Lithuania, so I feel as if he's got super genes.
Oh, yeah, for sure. It has to be genes.
Just wait until I, like, hit, like, 35, and then I'll just, that'll be it, downhill.
Yeah,
then
I'll be when that metabolism stops working... Then he's going to get it, and we'll be able to say, ha. So what, you know, talking about hopefully we'll get a next season, what do you want to happen, like, specifically for the Cookham crew, for Uhtred and Finan and Citric and Osworth?
Well, if it goes by the... I love the books. I really do. Like,
yeah.
So if it goes by... It goes the way the books are going, then... I'm completely happy with that because I'm such a fan of the books. And it's exciting because then I think this comes into us trying to take Bebbanburg potentially again.
Hopefully.
Yeah, I think that, like, there's a line that Edward kind of ends the last episode with about, like, Northumbria is the last kingdom. Yeah. And I think that's an interesting place to go. Go north of the wall.
Yeah, totally. Do you know what the Romans done? Have you ever heard of Hadrian's Wall?
Yes, I've seen it.
So you know about it. When they invaded Britannia, Britain, when they invaded the UK, they took an invasion force and they took it into Scotland. Mm-hmm. And within 9 days, something like that, they went, let's just go back. They were getting harassed by the Scots. They were just mental. And then we have these little tiny like mosquitoes called midges. I mean, they are really small, but hundreds of thousands of them, like, and they will drive you insane. And so, like,
it's documented
on, like, Roman documentation. These little flies were driving all the troops mad. And so after nine days, they just turned back. They built a wall and said, this is the end of civilization. Which I thought was really funny. And it's still there.
Defeated by flies. That's rough.
Scotland in a nutshell.
Now, we did this thing with Alex where we did Viking superlatives, where we ask you some rapid fire questions about your cast members. So we'll ask you the question and then whoever pops into your mind first, that's who we're going with. All right. So first one is best horseman.
Alex.
I've heard not you, though.
Mm.
Yeah.
Do you not like horses?
No, hey, I'll tell you, I'm all right. And I saved 2 shots in the show.
Whoa.
Yeah, 2. So what ended up happening, there was a time when a horse started getting spooked all the time when Arnis ended up jumping on a horse to jump on a wall. And the horse kept on running away every time the guy would go in the back and then jump away. And I was like, right, okay. I was like, I've got an idea. And I just knew they weren't going to be okay with it. So I ended up just... as the horse was going to get spooked, I trotted up to it and I grabbed
it
at the same time. I was like, yes! But yeah, but yeah, so I'm like, now and again, I'm like, hey, but I always get the terrible horses. I get the... They just want to run and do other things with other horses.
Horses can read your mood, though, so they're just picking up on the vibes you're putting out, man.
Yeah, well, obviously it hates my... there was one time and this horse was going mental and I ended up saying to the stunt guys, like, look, this horse, regardless, whatever I do, is going to do its own thing. And they were like, no, you need to do this.
It's you.
You do it. And I done a bold move and went, right, okay, you do it then and see if you can control it. And they couldn't. And I was like, yes!
Not just you.
Yes! If that didn't work, and he got on and it was fine, then I'd have looked like such a dick. Do you know what I mean? I'm so glad. The horse was insane.
But Alex doesn't have those problems.
Where that rumor came from, bloody. Thanks.
You're fine. Let's set the record straight. You're a capable horseman.
There you go. All right. Who is the biggest prankster and what is their best prank?
Oh, do you know what? Millie, Arnis, Alex, it's like a combination. They have this thing where they just go against each other. And I don't get involved because...
You don't want to get caught in the crossfire?
No, I don't. They're really good at acting as well. So you don't know whether or not they're being truthful or not. So I just don't play that game. It's hard to say who the biggest is, but I mean, yeah. I wouldn't play a trick in Alex, 100% wouldn't play a trick in Alex, because he will love it and he'll get you back. And it'll be a really good one. So I've learned from other people. don't play a trick.
Who is most likely to be found in an alehouse?
In real, what do you mean, in real life or character?
Yeah, who's going to the bars after, like, who's ready to party after you guys are filming?
Yeah, Arnis and Eliza. Eliza's great. Eliza's a really fun in a night out. She's so incredibly fun. Such a hook. He's cool.
Okay. All right. Most likely to sleep through a battle.
probably me.
I've seen some like videos from Arnis where they kind of like sneak up on you while you're sleeping on set.
Yeah, they do that.
It seems to be a thing they love to do. So we were thinking you might say that.
Yeah. Who is the most intimidating to act with or against?
Either David or Ian, for sure.
Mm. And now they're both gone.
They're both gone. You've gotten rid of them.
Yeah, I know. I don't know. Who knows what's going to happen? There's going to be absolute chaos. Just
the professionals are gone, and now it's just like...
Who is most likely to thrive in a pandemic?
Alex. Alex again. Alex has got such a good work ethic. Like, unbelievable. I think a lot of people, they don't realize how hard it is to play a lead in a show. It's like crazy hours. Like, I'm lucky enough, I'll have my weekends off. And yeah, you'll spend maybe a day going over your lines for the next week. But I think Alex will get half a day, maybe, to himself, or go and get something to catch up with someone. And then he's back at it, you know? It's so intense. That's why me and Arnis are like, always have this thing of like, what kind of android is Alex? Like,
yeah.
What program is in his head? He turns out to be a robot. We were like, ah, we knew it. We knew it. His work ethic is just so good. Right. Yeah. So yeah, he'd be the best because time management is everything playing a lead actor. You need to be really good at using your time. And
yeah.
Actually, he might like a wee bit of time off just now.
Yeah.
Maybe, you know.
That's true. I mean, he's climbing trees right now, apparently.
Right, that's what he told us. He seemed to be doing okay.
He saw it one with nature at times. He really is.
All right, and then the last one, who would you not want to face off against on a battlefield?
He's dead now, but Big Magnus.
Yeah,
I get that.
Huge.
By Canute. No, yeah.
His arms are bigger than my legs. Imagine having big arms.
Did you get any workout tips from him? Like, what is he doing in the gym?
Oh, yeah. So, he's the one. So, when I first started, I wasn't built that much. But actually, it was so good because when I first joined, I was kind of scrawny anyway because of the slave ship. But two months in, I piled on so much muscle. And he showed me, he was the best coach ever for getting big. His method was, you lift big, you get big, which is quite good.
Pretty simple.
Yeah, totally.
Straightforward.
How guys go wrong there, you know? And you eat, you need to eat lots and lots and lots, which is great because I was a fat kid. And so I've always got a little fat boy inside me.
There you go.
Never goes. Like, how do you get big? How do you get muscly? I'm like, mate, how do I stop?
You can eat those 14 donuts if you're lifting hundreds of pounds in the gym every day.
There you go.
Totally. Totally. I know. Me and Alice, we had this. Our competition started in season two. Of who could lift the most, and he slagged me. He made fun of me right at the start. I got competitive, and now
I won. Your honor was at stake. You couldn't let that stand.
Yeah. But he does have a six pack, so that's fine.
I mean, you win some, you lose some. I think we're going to end real quick because I know that you work with this really nice organization, the Actors Community. I think that's what it's called. So I want to like give you a chance to, if you guys are doing anything cool that people need to like look out for, are you like raising any money? I saw something about like NHS.
Yeah, so we're raising money for the NHS. Just now we've got the heroes for the NHS, so all the nurses and doctors and volunteers who are involved. So I'm just reaching out to all my friends who, a lot of them are actors or directors, and they're coming on and they're sharing all their knowledge. The good thing is like, because it's me doing the interview, it's quite nice just to ask like good, solid questions. And the idea is to try and get aspiring actors onto the site, and then so they can get a bit of more insight and knowledge into what it's like acting and how they can better their careers. Because I think a lot of times when you do kind of interviews, it seems as if hey, it's really good, everything's great, but it's nice to know the bad as well as the good, you know. And a lot of that is hard work and making the right choices. And if someone has made wrong choices, then learn from them and don't do the same thing. Because what's the point? You know? And it's all about just passing on our knowledge to, you know, inspire others, really. And it's been great. People have been loving it. And some of the comments have been really beautiful. So, yeah, we've got loads of people coming on. We've got Sam Hewen. He's going to come on at some point as well. Big casting directors, I've got them coming on. Jamie Donoghue is a director who's also in The Last Kingdom. He's done lots and lots all over Europe and, well, America. So, yeah, it's really cool. We had some Royal Shakespeare Company people coming on. And we've had lots of Last Kingdom cast. Like, a lot of people don't know that Harry, he was in the Royal Shakespeare Company, which is really prestigious here
in
the UK.
Wow.
And a lot of people get into it. So once you get in, you know, it's kind of like a credit to you for being a really good actor. So he ended up coming on and doing some speeches and stuff. We got a professor from Oxford to come on and talk about Shakespeare.
That's awesome.
Yeah, loads of stuff.
Are you guys doing it? Are you doing it on like Instagram, Facebook? Like where?
No, we've got a website. We've got a website. So we've got. We're just doing like massive Zoom meetings. I mean, join up as a member. Just tell, give a little information about yourself, whatever. It's for aspiring actors, people who do want to take acting seriously. So we've been trying to be like it's not a fan site. Just in case it's a bit mental, I've seen some of the Zoom meetings people have been having and then some crazy stuff happens and I'm like, I don't want that.
Right. So this is serious, guys. This isn't like time to just ask some really personal, inappropriate questions.
Just be like, what are you doing?
All right. Well, Mark, thank you so much for giving us some time. We love the show. Obviously, we have spent four seasons now recapping it and doing this podcast, but it's nice to like get some insight from you guys because you're on the front lines. You're making the art. I think that's really important right now.
Oh, cool. Oh, thanks. And yeah. It's really fun talking to you. You're just so fun and upbeat.
Oh, well, thank you.
This is
thanks, dude.
This is a really cool.
We like to think that we're fun, but, you know, it's nice to get outside.
I don't want to say that I'm fun, but I'm not going to disagree when someone else says it. So
there you go.
It's called right. Caffeine. So,
yeah, there you go. All right. Well, thanks a lot, Mark. We really appreciate
stay
it.
Stay safe, stay sane, and we'll see you in season 5.
Totally. All the best. You take care. Stay safe. All right.
It's kind of unfair that Mark is as fun as his character is on the show, right?
Right? Like, as if we weren't all obsessed with Thinnen enough already.
Pretty much. All right, big shout out to him for being so generous with his time and bringing his talent to The Last Kingdom. As always, if you want to hear more of our bullshitting, check us out on Twitter or over at Sci-Fi Wire Fangirls. Also, don't forget to like, subscribe, and leave us a nice review wherever you get your podcasts.
And until next time, destiny is all, bitches.